Terence Cole is a fixture as a popular history professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. His latest book gives us a hint as to his fame. The research is impeccable, all sources cited, and the writing draws the reader into the lengthy and often rancorous debate about statehood for the territory. This goes far beyond the usual story of Alaskans becoming tired of outside interests, especially the fish traps owned by outside companies, and demanding to be treated as full citizens, which was accomplished in 1959. Who ever heard of Fred Seaton, Secretary of the Interior under President Eisenhower, as being a major player in the statehood drive? Or even C.W. Snedden, longtime owner and editor of the Daily Fairbanks News Miner newspaper, being a clever and long-persevering advocate for Alaska? After a short sketch of Snedden and his early journalistic career, we are treated to an overview of the World War II and later Cold War that transformed the old mining town of Fairbanks into the city it is today. Cole puts that entertainingly as Uncle Sam, Adolf Hitler, and Joseph Stalin. In fact, the tale of Fairbanks and its fierce and loyal divisions is so interesting and amusing, such as the battle over a badly needed hotel that didn't get built until an Anchorage hotelier, Walter Hickel, did it, your reviewer would have been happy to have the statehood battle condensed into the last chapter. However, Cole is such a good writer that when he gets into the red meat, the prolonged battle to become a state, various discoveries are made and we forget Fairbanks. Who would have thought that Snedden, a devoted journalist and likable person, worked so hard, or that President Eisenhower was reluctant to admit Alaska? Or that the Southern Democrats of Congress were the greatest opponents because they didn't want segregation to end, which they feared if Alaska and Hawaii came in? Bob Bartlett, who became one of the two first U.S. senators after statehood, is given the space he deserves. Ernest Greening, who had been governor of Alaska, is treated rather unkindly, as there is more about his champions who didn't like Bartlett than Greening's own views. Overall, whether you agree or disagree with Cole's conclusions, I will warn you he puts up some formidable facts. You will enjoy the machinations that went into Alaska becoming a state. It's also nice to find today's politics are not alone in battles, false positions, and general arguments to persuade others to adopt your views. A must-read for anyone interested in Alaska politics.